This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue our study of the fact that to be saved, you must do something. We have already indicated the wrong answers of some men who say there's nothing to do to be saved, that God's going to save everybody, or that he's going to save only the elect, and no matter what anybody does, he isn't going to change that. And in the next place, we have noted the wrong answer that some people say there is something you must do to be saved, but it really doesn't matter whether it's the plan of men or the plan of God. That God will be satisfied if you're zealous and sincere, even if you're not obeying the will of God. But we noted in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of God." And so we note that there is something to do, and that that thing is a very particular thing. It is the will of God. It wouldn't matter today if I were to invent a plan of salvation. Suppose I were to preach over this radio station that in order to be saved, you would have to walk 3 miles on some Saturday morning. What would that have to do with your soul being saved? Absolutely nothing at all. But it has just as much to do with your being saved as any kind of plan that any man may invent. The only plan of salvation that will avail to the salvation of any of us is that single plan of salvation revealed in the New Testament. Now we've been considering the question noted in the Bible, what must I do to be saved? And we turn to Acts chapter 2, the very first time that the gospel of Christ was preached as a law in force, and we find after the Apostle Peter had preached to the crowd of people that gathered on that day, the Jews who had actually had a part in the crucifixion of Christ, after he had shown that Jesus was the Son of God, not merely some itinerant Jewish carpenter who happened to be in the city of Jerusalem and was crucified, and after they were convinced that Jesus really was the Son of God, and the enormity of their sin of being involved in his crucifixion fell down upon them, we find them asking, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" Notice the question, "What must we do?" Now, Peter here had a great opportunity, if indeed man has nothing to do to be saved, to say, "Well, you have absolutely nothing to do." Or he could have said, "Well, it doesn't matter what you do, so long as you do something. Just be involved in some religious activity." But Peter did not do that. Notice carefully, these people were believers who asked what to do. He did not tell them, "Now, since you're already a believer, you have nothing to do." I realize that there are many men, and it isn't hard to hear them on various radio stations. Every day you can just turn up and down the dial and hear men saying, "Just believe, only believe, salvation by faith alone. This is all you need to do." And so there's some men who say you don't have to do anything, and others say you have to believe and that's all. But my friends, I suggest to you that this is a human plan of salvation. It is not the divine plan of salvation. Now, when these people ask, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Notice the divine answer. Notice the answer given by an apostle who was inspired by the Holy Spirit. "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Notice they were to do 2 things, repent and be baptized. By what authority? By the authority of Jesus Christ. This is the meaning of the expression, "in the name of Jesus Christ." We all understand that if a policeman or a sheriff were to come to the door of our house and knock on the door and say, "Open in the name of the law," that he would be saying, "Open by the authority of the law." And so when the Apostle Peter said to these believers, "Repent ye and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ," he was telling them to repent and be baptized by the authority of Jesus Christ. Now that is not by the authority of the Apostle Peter. It is by the authority of Jesus Christ. Why were they to repent and be baptized? Unto the remission of sins. What must one do to be saved? If he's a believer, he must repent and be baptized in order that his sins might be washed away. My friends, let no one deceive you into accepting the viewpoint that you can be saved short of doing that very thing.